Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Biting cold is gripping much of the nation. Meteorologist Frank Ferreira is with the National Weather Service.
We do have wind chill advisories that extend from portions of the upper Midwest all the way into the southeastern U.S. And we have hard freeze warnings that extend all the way from eastern Texas all the way over to southern Georgia and northern Florida.
The deep freeze is blamed for some 89 confirmed weather-related deaths. Dr. Jason Veder of Detroit's Henry Ford Hospital says, protect yourself from frostbite.
Frostbite occurs when certain areas of our body are really exposed to the low temperatures. It can result in permanent damage or tissue loss, so it's really important to keep those areas warm.
And that means bundle up. No shorts today. It is very cold in New Hampshire, side of Tuesday's primary. The polls show former President Trump maintains his grip on Republicans.
Most Republicans believe the election was stolen. Most Republicans believe that Joe Biden is an illegitimate president. And most Republicans believe that Donald Trump is their leader, and they want to see him win again and deliver on the America First agenda that he governed with and that he wields so effectively.
Elections expert Bruce Wolpe says Trump holds a commanding lead over his closest rival for the GOP presidential nomination, Nikki Haley. The Israeli army says it has uncovered a tunnel in southern Gaza. CBS's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli army spokesman Daniel Hagari said they found the tunnel at a depth of about 20 meters underground based on testimonies of hostages who had returned from Gaza. He said the tunnel was found below the house of a senior Hamas commander in Khan Yunis. We found five narrow cells, each with a toilet and a mattress, he said. We believe 20 hostages were held here at different times. One cell had pictures drawn by five-year-old Amelia Aloni, who was released in November. No hostages were found in the tunnel. Linda Gradstein for CBS News, Jerusalem.
Iran-backed militias in Iraq have launched a missile attack against an airbase where American troops are stationed.
U.S. Central Command said the attack on the Al-Assad airbase involved multiple ballistic missiles as well as rockets fired from inside Iraq. It said most were intercepted by air defense systems, but others hit the base. The scale of the damage is not clear.
The BBC's James Reed says one Iraqi was injured. Several Americans are being assessed. At least 18 people have been killed by shelling at a marketplace in Russian-occupied Ukraine in a suburb of Donetsk. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Divorce court judges in Wisconsin have a lot of leeway when it comes to setting alimony payments. Advocates are working for a more fair and consistent formula. Here's more from Mike Moe.
Without that predictability, some people might not be getting a fair shake. Custody Exchange, an online firm that helps families navigate divorce, is out with a new analysis of alimony laws across the country. The company Shea Dress says only about a third have a formula on the books. The remaining states, including Wisconsin, essentially give judges discretion to sign off on an amount without a guideline. Settlement agreements often take shape beforehand, but Dress says that's not always the case.
If you can't reach an agreement, because many people who are divorcing aren't on super great terms, and they go to a judge and they say, okay, you decide, what should the alimony amount be? And if that's you going in, you have no idea what to expect.
Dress says this can be especially problematic for those who can't afford an attorney to guide them through negotiations. The authors recommend implementing policies in states where there are none and for ongoing assessments of existing formulas. Dress says in cases where someone isn't able to secure fair terms, whether that's the person receiving the payments or the other half responsible for them, it can have a lasting effect.
Having bad alimony arrangements can have impact on each of the ex-spouses, on their children, and it can have ripple effects.
That might include housing instability or other forms of financial hardships. Dress says while existing guidelines can help a judge make a decision, there's still flexibility to consider traditional factors such as income levels for both spouses, their ages, and the length of the marriage. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Wind chill advisory to begin your Sunday. We'll see those values as low as 15 below zero. Mostly sunny skies, highs near the 20-degree mark, and increasing south breeze up to 25 miles per hour. For your Sunday night, a chance of snow developing, lows in the upper teens. It's zero at our studios.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up, stand
up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut any cut
Indian. Because all the hippies are trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon, supporting honest Native local news and events from Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Hey, we're honest about it. So, hey, I had a little speech on this a couple days ago, but we just want to give a big shout out to the people that support us and supported us on Patreon over the years. It's really helped out, and there was times when advertising wasn't coming in, so a big peeny geegy to all our supporters and sponsors.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more, and we know who you are, and we appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Very Minnesotan today on a Friday.
Yeah, and you got those crooked fingers.
Oh God!
I didn't realize that mine aren't that crooked. So, we'll have to talk about that off the air.
Well, yeah, I don't know where that came from. We were just talking off a side story here, but to tell the world about my curved pinkies, my pinky fingers, which someone told me a long time ago that was a Native American trait to have curved pinkies. I'm not sure if I believe that. Interesting. Mm.
I never heard it. My fingers aren't, well, they're curved a little bit, aren't they?
I guess they do. Yeah. So maybe it is. Who knows? We'll have to ask Dr. Stately on that one.
Well, and then if Wendy was here, we could compare, but she's holding down the fort at our other place. Hey, there's events going on. We should probably talk about that here in Native Roots Radio. And then we kind of have a different little vibe today on the show. We're going to be talking about some Native American history and some do's and don'ts, and maybe a little music here and there. And then, of course, wrapping up with Wendy and our sacred animal section that we've been doing for 7 years, Haley.
I know. And I just love listening to Wendy. She just has a perfect radio voice, one. And then, two, I learn so much through all the fun facts that she shares.
Yeah.
I want to start out. There's an event coming up. We have State Representative Heather Keeler, who's been on the show a number of times, and we love Heather.
She's guest hosted.
Yes, she's a great guest host, too, by the way.
Easy.
Ooh, a little jealous. But Heather Keeler has a re-election kickoff fundraiser coming up Wednesday, January 24th at 4 p.m. Again, Wednesday, January 24th, re-election kickoff fundraiser for Heather Keeler. And you can RSVP to Maria at dflhouse.com for that location. So that's at 4 p.m. Yeah. Hopefully we can maybe make a quick appearance before our show.
We can send you up there.
Okay.
Oh, where
I'll
is
report
it?
Live.
Oh, it's down here.
I'm assuming it's somewhere in the
where did it say?
That's
it was?
A great question. You know, it said to RSVP to Maria at DFL House for a location.
Yeah, that might be up there, and you're gonna have a long drive
in Moorhead. Yeah, I know.
But it'll be worth it.
Oh yeah, always got to support our native sisters and yeah, those definitely. Representing us in the state.
Definitely, and we love Heather, and Heather's a doer, and she doesn't mess around. And I think people that don't think in a good way are intimidated by that, but strong women and our matriarchs are what make Native Americans, and so that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah, well, and there's another thing coming up. This one looks so fun. I might have to get tickets to this myself.
Oh,
this event is happening at the Parkway Theater. Yeah. You don't want to forget. This is going to be an unforgettable night of hilarity and Ojibwe humor.
Huh.
The Indian Way Comedy is the all Ojibwe comedy trio of Johnny the Ojibwe Outlaw Roberts, Trish Cook, and Donovan Archambault, along with hilarious special guests and hosted by Deanna Ray Standing Cloud.
We've had them all on the radio show.
Yes, we'll have.
Have to write that down somewhere and get them on to promote that.
Yes, so this is going to be Indigenous comedy at its finest, happening Friday, January 26th at 7:30 p.m. Out at the Parkway Theater in the address for that is 4814 Chicago Avenue, Minneapolis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that theater. Wendy and I saw Harold and Maude there about a year ago. It was fabulous, and they had a guy playing Cat Stevens, and I was singing along with him because he said you could sing along, and the lady next to me
told you to stop.
She said that told Wendy that I sounded more like Cat Stevens than the guy singing. And I went, well, you know, I have perfect pitch, Haley. You just don't know that about me. I'm a great singer.
I was told that too. I might get that from you. Maybe it runs in the family.
It probably runs in the family. Yeah. Seeing that you're not my daughter.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, you're too young, though.
Yeah, but daughter in a good way, an Indian way. What else do we got?
Yeah, so NAC, one of our great sponsors who we love, Dr. Stately and everyone out at Native American Community Clinic in Minneapolis, they're going to be hosting another winter storytelling. This is joining NAC and MIWRC for winter storytelling event featuring Devereux Fairbanks and Joseph Sutherland. Food and warm drinks will be provided, and all are welcome to attend. So I don't think that this will be taking place over Zoom. It looks like this is an in-person event. Friday, January 26th, 6 to 8 p.m., MIWRC, 2300 15th Avenue South, Minneapolis.
Wow. Well, maybe we can do a pre-record that day and head over there.
I would love to. I know we did the last winter storytelling with them, with NAC. Do you remember that, Barry Hand? And
Yeah, that's right.
And it was over Zoom.
Yeah, I do remember. Barry Hand even mentioned a Ho-Chunk story, which was awesome.
Yeah, we love Barry. So shout out to you, Barry. There's another thing going on. We're going to be having Leah Hale as a guest, hopefully, coming up before the release of this film series, The Electric Indian. Hockey legend Henry Boucher was a former National Hockey League player, U.S. Olympic silver medalist, and member of the Ojibwe Nation. The Electric Indian profiles his outstanding life and hockey career from early stardom to crushing defeat and journey to healing.
Yeah.
So the Electric Indian is going to be released at the Main Cinema Wednesday, January 31st at 7 p.m. and tickets are $15.
Well, you know, I just got to say something quickly about Henry Boucher. We sold his books at Native Roots Trading Post, and he signed them. He was a great ally. He did a lot of great work with the mascots, anti-mascots with the Washington team, and he was really big in that. And we saw him last year, Haley, at Shakopee Powwow.
Yeah.
Right. And that was, and a few weeks later he passed on. So it was really sad because we had just seen him.
Yeah.
Good spirits. But I got to just tell you this quick story here before we end the segment. And that's, I don't know if you know this, but he was brutally attacked on the ice at roughly, I think he was like 24 or 25 years old. And he had double vision in his eyes the rest of his life, and he sued the NHL.
Yeah, I think I did have to research that a bit before, but thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, and so he's had a rough rough deal because he was one of the greatest hockey players coming out of Minnesota.
Yeah.
He didn't go to college. He was drafted basically out of high school. He was 19 years old when he started playing in the NHL. And what I like, too, there's pictures of Henry. He played for the Minnesota Fighting Saints, which was a professional hockey team based out of St. Paul in the 70s that was rivaling the NHL back then. It was the WHA. World Hockey Association, and that's how Gretzky got his start. He was 18 years old when he was playing in that league. And
Wayne Gretzky?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so a lot of history there. But when I used to lace up my skates and put my headband on like Henry, everyone thought I would look like Henry Boucher. I don't know if that was a good thing or bad thing of being young.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I just remember, you know, you talk about meeting, the last time we saw Henry in person was at the Shakopee Powwow, and that was my first time having the pleasure to meet Henry in person, and just what a great spirit,
and
just so friendly and so warm and inviting, and I just wish I had longer time to ask him questions and just get to know him.
Yeah, he'll always be in our heart, Henry, and a great man, and you'll be truly missed, and looking forward to the documentary.
Absolutely.
Hey, this is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and it's Haley and I today, and Wendy later on with our sacred animal section. We got more coming up in just a minute. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Did I already say that?
Yeah, stay with us.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Become a teacher and ignite change. Join the St. Paul Urban Residency Program to become a teacher in just 15 months. You can earn your master's degree and teaching license from the University of St. Thomas while earning a $30,000 stipend, single health care, and dental benefits. As an added bonus, next year's cohort, all residents will receive $20,000 towards their tuition. Apply now. Applications due February 28, 2024. Visit spps.org/sutr.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
I checked the parking lot before I left work. I looked in my back seat before I got in my car. On my way home, I watched in my rearview mirror to make sure I wasn't being followed. I did all the things I was supposed to do to keep myself from being sexually assaulted.
But she forgot. I was her partner.
I was her partner. I was her partner. I was.
You have the right to say no to your partner. Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Great organization, and I always love to be a partner with them and be connected in with them in any way we can. They do great work all over Turtle Island, and it's really, that group's just awesome, and they've been partners with us for a long time, Haley. Haley, just coming in, it seems like we got a report from our governor. Is it correct, or is it the Wisconsin governor?
This is the Wisconsin governor, Tony Evers. We have another update. We played one earlier in the week, but that was from last week. So this is this week's.
Well, you don't have to tell secrets, but yeah, let's take a listen.
Governor Tony Evers here with my weekly update. Expanding access to safe, stable, and affordable housing is a key part of our work to support kids and families, bolster our state's workforce and economy, and ensure our communities continue to grow and thrive. Since 2019, through programs at the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority and our Neighborhood Investment Fund, we've been proud to help build more than 14,000 affordable housing units across the state and counting. And last summer, I was proud to sign a budget that made the largest investment in affordable housing in our state's history with a historic $525 million investment. This funding, along with a corresponding package of bills I signed last year, will help address the issues we face when it comes to making sure we have housing that is affordable and well-maintained for workers and families across our state. And these efforts are already underway. Last month, I announced two new loan programs created out of this investment, the Restore Main Street and Vacancy to Vitality programs that are now available. The Restore Main Street loan program will help improve housing above commercial spaces, while the Vacancy to Vitality loan program will help cover the costs of converting a vacant commercial building into a workforce or senior housing. More good news came last month when we announced the rollout of a new federally funded Home America Rescue Plan program that will build on our work to provide safe, affordable housing for low-income and housing insecure households. These programs and our continued work to expand affordable housing will help us connect the dots between some of the most pressing challenges facing our state and build the future we want for our kids, families, and workforce. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Peeny Geegee. Governor Evers, we really appreciate your updates and all the things that you're doing, especially it sounds like with some housing for, and housing's always an issue, but always concentrating on our workers and families. That's awesome, Haley, and we really appreciate these updates and for our relatives in Wisconsin, but also people listening all over Turtle Island to get the updates what's happening at in Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely. And talking about housing and affordable housing, it's great to hear that they're doing that type of work in Wisconsin as well. I know we're looking forward to the new American Indian Center being built here in Minneapolis, and mm-hmm. they're going to be having some affordable housing in the upper level of that unit as well.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yep. Some. Wow. It's on the top level. So.
Wow.
It's exciting. Because we know we need that definitely here in the Twin Cities Metro, but
definitely. Hey, so what else is going on, Haley, this weekend? I know a lot is happening. What's happening?
Yeah, well, the Four Sisters Farmers Market and All My Relations Arts have teamed up over at NACD, the Native American Community Development Institute in Minneapolis, and they will be hosting an artisan market. Their first half was actually this morning, Friday from 10 to 2, but they will also be holding it Saturday also from 10 to 2, which is at 1414 East Franklin Avenue.
Wow, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, lots of good vendors, and if you're looking for the perfect Valentine's Day gift or even something sweet for yourself, I would definitely recommend going over there. I know some of the artists participating are Brian Dow, Laylee Aguilar, Brooke LaFlo, one of our good friends. Oh, Marcy Rendon will be there, the author, Courtney Cochran, Jolene Jones. Good lineup. So, yeah, I'll definitely be checking that out.
Definitely. And, you know, us Native, our Native sisters and mothers and relatives, they like the biggest earrings. And so let's go there and get some. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know. So Brooke will be there. I'm sure she'll be there for a little Ninny Johnningus. And I know that Brooke also sells some of Amber's stuff. Amber Bucanaga, who was the costume designer for New Native Theater's last production, A Christmas in Ochapi. And I know Amber's, some of her fashion work, specifically in clothing pieces, have been featured in New York Fashion Week. And I know coming up in February that she'll be out there in New York as well. So come check out some of her beaded pieces. I know I've seen them, and I definitely have my eyes on a few pieces. So
yeah. Well, and they're fun too. And she'll be doing, she has designs for our scarves too at Native Roots Trading Post. So that's awesome. And she's an awesome person and a great artist. And my daughter and Wendy will be at that art show this year. Jaleesa and Wendy will be at that art show in New York this year.
The Fashion Week.
New
York Fashion Week.
Thank you.
That's huge. Yeah, that's a great thing to be a part of and just have Native representation out there. One thing, too, that we mentioned in the previous segment, the Electric Indian release, the documentary on Henry Boucher, will be releasing at the end of this month in January. And that is produced by Leah Hale. Mm-hmm. And she'll actually be joining us next Monday with Dr. Stately on Native Roots Radio. So that'll be a good time.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. And Dr. Stately's sons are in that documentary, and kind of sounded like last week Dr. Stately was saying that they were playing the young, doing a reenactment kind of thing in the documentary. What I see that style is happening a lot lately of a documentary, that they'll be, you know, reenacting some of the greatness of the great late Henry Boucher that passed away this past year. And so it'll be great to see, and we'll be there getting tickets to see that too. And it'll be a great guest.
Yeah, exactly. Well, to talk a little bit more about Leah, she comes from the Sisseton, Wahpeton, Dakota, and Dene Nations, and she's a resident here in St. Paul, Minnesota. She's a producer for Twin Cities PBS and is best known for her first feature documentary, The People's Protectors, Vision Maker Media Grant production, and winner of the 2015 Upper Midwest Emmy Award for Outstanding Cultural Documentary.
Wow. Yeah, that should be an applause there. If I push the right button, that's an awesome deal. What else is going on, Haley?
Well, we were talking about, I know we've talked about Robbie Robertson, and of course we've talked about the film Killers of the Flower Moon plenty of times on here. But I know Robbie Robertson and his scores for that film were up for a lot of awards. And Robbie Robertson, if you know, our listeners might not know who this is. I mean, I'm sure they might, but Robbie was a Canadian musician, but well-known here in the States as well. And he was Cayuga and Mohawk from the Northern Territories.
Right. And he played in the band and with Bob Dylan and all those guys back in the 60s, early 70s. And he's been just representing, yeah, you know, the native community for many, many years. And it's really sad to see his passing at 80 years old. Did a lot of great things. Produced Ooh La La. We play their music for bumper music. He produced that. Mm-hmm. I think he had a lot to do with John Trudell's poetry and music together mixture, and helped produce that. So never afraid to be counted in as a Native American. So he's greatly missed, but he has such a legacy in all this work over the past years. And I know you might have a clip here we could play out. Is that what you want to do, Haley?
Yeah, we could take a listen. This is one of my favorites from the soundtrack, Killers of the Flower Moon. But this is Robbie Robertson. And the title of this song is I'm Still Standing.
Yeah. Let's give her a listen.
Needs to be told. It lives inside a tradition, deep within the soul. And I can't change the past. It's written in blood on the trail of tears, where tears became a flood. Yeah, but I'm still standing. I'm still standing. I'm still standing. Under the sun. I know why the coyote cries in the dead of night. And I know where the eagle flies in the dying light. I've been here for you can remember.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awakened. We'll be right back.
It's not written in your books. Still standing, I'm still standing, I'm still standing under the sun. You know, we were almost gone, the vanishing breed. I'm still here. Yeah, I'm here. Turn my world upside down.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Our Wisconsin winter feels like the perfect time for casseroles. And Red Maple Restaurant near Walker's Point recently received King of the Hot Dish Crown.
They had an amazing kind of Asian-inspired, gravy-covered, meatball-heavy casserole, which was my personal favorite, so I was glad to see it win.
Matt Wild with Milwaukee Record visiting Matt Nair on air, where Greg wants all in on this tasty bake-off.
You got your businesses, and then people can bring their own casserole. So there's like almost like two levels of competition.
I like this.
The casserole contest supports the Kinship Food Center. We'll keep you posted on the next one. If music is more your thing, the Rat Pack Tribute Show returns to the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee, Saturday, January 27th. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I was born on the bank of the Washita River. And a guy walked the mansion
deeply. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Hey, give and give plenty. We really appreciate everyone that gave over the time of COVID. We really needed that funding and to keep going on our radio show. So I really appreciate that. Hey, we're here with Justin Broken Rope. And first of all, I really love your name. And it's good to see you again. And second off, we just played a little bit of music there, and let's talk a little bit about that. But first, I'd love to have you introduce yourself again to our audience.
Sure. Oh, Madaki Epi, Justice Broken Rope, Maki Apido, Chante Washte, Nape Chuz Apido, Sichanko, Yanke, Mataha, Nakuona, Watecha Records, Wawa, Dakekte. Hello, my relatives. My name's Justice Broken Rope. I'm enrolled over at Rosebud Reservation, South Dakota. Today, I'm going to talk about Watecha Records.
Yeah, let's get right into it. We just played a little cut there that you're working with. Let's talk a little bit about Watecha Records.
Yeah, so Watecha Records basically is kind of a project that I started a little over a year ago. I've been collecting records for, I don't know, since I was in middle school or something. And at a certain point, realized that these records I was collecting and like these bands I was finding out about intersected with kind of our cultural identity. And so I started just picking up any Native records that I would find. And these would usually be like country or folk or like 60s, 70s rock records. And a lot of them were kind of underground artists or never made it off their reservations. And so I thought at this point in time, I should start trying to catalog these and upload them and ideally make them more accessible and available for their families and communities that they came from. So yeah, for the past year, I've been trying to document and kind of archive these records, and then concurrently with that, DJing them as well.
Wow, that's so awesome. Where can people find the records you have documented so far?
The ones that I've digitized, or they go up on YouTube. Usually I try and get 3 or 4 albums up a month. And then everything is also posted on an Instagram account. And both of those are watecha.records, watecha.records. But yeah, everything goes up on there, and I still have probably a couple hundred records I haven't digitized yet. So it's going to be an ongoing thing.
Well, that's awesome. So do you just put the picture of the album up for YouTube? Is that how people can visually see it too?
Yep. Yeah, I'll scan or take a photo of the sleeve of the jacket, the front and the back, and then any other information usually that I can put on the description, like if you can find out who's in the band or what families they're from, reservations, etc.
Wow. That's awesome. I love history, and that's history, and that's unmarked history too, and especially in those days when you could cut an album and basically sell it and promote it yourself. It isn't so controlled like the record companies are nowadays. Yeah. So who are some of your favorite, what are some of your favorite albums that you've discovered? And I want to ask you too, what were you surprised about, you know, what surprised you the most?
Yeah. I mean, I think maybe when someone asked me that question, like, well, who's your favorite native rock band? It's hard to pick one, but this band Sugluk comes to mind. They're like mid-70s band up in Canada, First Nations Inuit band, and they just sound like their reservations version of CCR. They absolutely rock, and when you listen to, you know, that people were going buck wild at wherever they were playing back in the day. And I've seen photos of them, and yeah, I mean, wearing the leather fringe jackets and bell bottoms and boots, and I don't know. That's probably my favorite band that I've come across through this. I'm Lakota, so Buddy Redbow is a huge one for me. Winterhawk, Morris Belknap, I think he's an Apache country guy in the early 70s. So those are some of the ones that I go back to and default to as my favorites. But it's kind of this ongoing thing where this is, like you were saying, kind of something that hasn't been documented much at all. And so I keep finding things. And a lot of it's been overlooked because, yeah, these were Native artists back in the day when it wasn't popular to be Native artists and they weren't able to get off the reservation or get much radio play. And so these things are out there and they haven't been digitized. They're not on Spotify, not on YouTube a lot of the time. So just trying to find them and bring them out to a wider audience when I can.
That's awesome. So in this process, have you found anyone that's in these bands or have they reached out to you or... Or is anyone go, that's my record or that's my uncle's record?
Yeah, actually. And that's kind of where the most rewarding part of this is on the YouTube videos, their relatives will comment a lot of the time. And that's been, you know, it's brought tears to my eyes a couple of times where I'll see someone who, you know, it's like, oh, my grandma used to play this record while she was cooking. I haven't heard it in 40 years. Or yeah, we used to sing this song when we were in boarding school. Like, it's just some of them can be really heavy, but they're always coming from a really positive place. And it's just great to be able to, I don't know, we live in this era where you can upload anything at any time, but when someone can connect with music like that again that they maybe haven't heard in 40-50 years, you know, I think that's really powerful. And so for me, that's the most important part, is trying to get these records out there and making it so people can hear them again. Because they're hard to find, and a lot of them are really expensive sometimes because they're so rare. But I want the families and the communities they're from to hear them first and foremost.
That's amazing. You could almost do a whole show on that, do a podcast or whatever on that, because music's good medicine. I was going to ask you, too, were there any Chicago-like bands back that you've run into, a horn band of any kind? Because I played trumpet for 40 years.
Yeah, I think maybe Archie Kavanaugh, I believe. I can't remember what tribe he is from. One of his records got reissued, but that's more kind of on like almost there's a lot of like disco beats, but adult contemporary. And so a lot of horns and things like that on that. But yeah, I can send you some stuff that I know of if you track down too.
That'd be cool. And it would be really cool too, is that if you find somebody, we'd love to have you. Have them come on and interview them on Native Roots Radio. That would be really cool. Because that's a gold mine. That's history. That's music, as you know, with the powwows and all the different songs we have really hit us in our heart. And so, you know, there's, you know, we were making music and we were also in the music business. And, you know, not just Robbie Robertson, but thank goodness he was around for when he was around. And, mm-hmm. And we can't add Buffy St. Marie anymore. Oh, we can have a album burning a night or something here on Native Roots Radio. But there's more, and I think that's in all seriousness. I think that's one of the things that we have to remind ourselves as Native Americans, is that there's a lot more artists out there that are being portrayed. Whether it's actors, singers that are Native American, that are, you know, not getting the thumbs up okayed by our white community, but been in our Native community all these years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I just want to make sure that these albums and these bands can be heard by the people that heard them first and who were they were made for. And I don't know. I just think that's so genuine. And a lot of the times they're talking about their communities or what they were doing to have fun, like anything going on at that time back then. But yeah, it's from a real place, and it's from kind of the overlooked artists of the genre back in the day. So.
So when you DJ, tell us a little bit about that. So I think of a DJ because I'm a hip dude from an NWA era. It's not the same kind of, DJing. It's more of playing these music through. Tell us a little bit about that and where and what we would expect to hear and see when you do that.
Yeah. So, I do physical like DJing at events. I have turntables and, you know, in the Twin Cities, it's been like, yeah, Four Sisters Farmers Market, that Awamni Water Festival, things like that. I'll get invited to. I DJed an Indigenous film event at the Walker recently. So I do that. And yeah, people can book me for doing those sort of things. And then I also have a couple radio shows that have streamed from these platforms, Beloved out of Chicago, and then NTS that's based in London. And so those are nice because I get to create the whole recording in Dakota. So any of me yammering on during the session is all in Dakota. There's no English spoken on them. So that, wow, that is in line with the kind of my language revitalization component, where we're creating more media in Dakota and Lakota to have out there. So yeah, those are kind of the main two outlets that I have for doing this.
Well, that's play. You know, what do you want to say about the band that we're playing right now?
This is Washita Love Child by Jesse Ed Davis, a Kiowa guitarist from Oklahoma, but he did sessions with George Harrison, Clapton, Taj Mahal, just wrote a bunch of bangers and a true rocker.
Wow. Hey, let's talk about the YouTube. What's the YouTube called again?
The YouTube's watecha.records, watecha.records, and it's the same with Instagram as well. And then that's also my email for contacting me for gigs or information, things like that. So it's out there. But yeah, if you just look up Watecha Records on Google, you'll find some stuff. And hopefully a record awesome that you haven't heard in 30, 40 years.
Justin, we got to do this again and have a longer segment because I think there's more we can dive into. Hey, thanks for coming in, and let's catch up again. And Pini Gigi, thank you for all your other work too, as a language instructor and keeping our Native community alive.
I hope you don't mean it.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis Air. Air stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis Air dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune into Minneapolis Air on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
No matter if you're eating out or cooking something at home, eatlocalminnesota.com has you covered with a list of locally owned restaurants and food purveyors. Locally owned Vinaigrette has been offering the finest olive oil and vinegar since 2009. Reintroduce yourself to all the many flavors by tasting before you buy. From darker white balsamic to cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil from all over the world, there is something for everyone. Vinaigrette, located at 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis, or at vinaigrettemn.com.
The Park Tavern is your go-to destination for fun. Enjoy the fantastic food like their pizzas, burgers, and sandwiches, the best bowling in Minnesota, their wildly popular outdoor patio, great drink specials, all the big games on their numerous screens, and it's the perfect place for your next private event, even large gatherings for over 200. The Park Tavern is your go-to destination for everyone. Have fun at the Park Tavern, Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Howl!
Hey, it's Fun Fact Friday, and we got Wendy on the line here, and I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy has been an animal advocate for many years, and she's a founder of Native Roots Radio, and we're celebrating 7 years this month, and I just want to say a big peeny gee thank you, Wendy, for all your support and being on every show for 6.5 years.
Wow. Well, I really appreciate that, Robert. Thank you, Haley. I hope it lasts for 17 years.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, Haley will be the host then, and I'll be in the elder chair pointing at stuff angrily.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we've been doing our sacred animal section for all these years, and I know you do a Fun Fact Friday, but I remember in the beginning, I only gave you 2 minutes, and then it went all the way up to a segment, and then we did Pilot's Progressive Party, and then that was pretty much your show, and you could talk about anything you want, and here we are with a standing segment for you anytime to come on and talk about our sacred relatives.
Yeah. Well, hey, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hitani. That means cares to them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. And it's always my pleasure to do that. And I have a little article here from the Humane Society of the United States, and it talks about 5 ways to protect your pets in winter.
Great.
And we are in the grips of really, really cold weather right now. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to skip down to the bottom, because the last thing that they ask you to do is to seek help. And to, if you see an animal who's in distress, who's locked outside, who's tied up outside, to do something about it. Just don't, you know, turn the other way and pretend and think that the dog is okay or the cat is okay, because it's not. So call your local, local authorities. You could try and go over and talk with the owner and see what happens. That's usually not always a good idea. But anyway, keep your pets sheltered. And the Humane Society of the United States, the first sentence is keep your pets inside with you and your family, because they are, right? They are family members.
Yeah.
Under no circumstances should pet cats be left outdoors, even if they roam outside during other seasons. Dogs are happiest when taken out frequently for walks and exercise, but keep them inside the rest of the time. Don't leave pets outdoors when the temperature drops. If your dog is outside much of the day for any reason, they must be protected by a dry, draft-free shelter that is large enough to allow them to move comfortably, but small enough to hold in body heat. The floor should be raised a few inches from the ground and covered with cedar shavings or straw. They say like let blankets and towels get wet and get damp, and they actually cause more harm than good.
Oh. Yeah.
The doorway should be covered with a waterproof burlap or heavy plastic. Pets who spend a lot of time outdoors need some food and water, because keeping warm depletes energy. Routinely check your pet's water dish to make certain the water is fresh and unfrozen. Use plastic food and water bowls when the temperature is low. Your pet's tongue can stick and freeze to metal. If you have a pet, keep it inside. End of story.
Yeah.
If you see something, say something. Bundle up and wipe down. No matter what the temperature is, wind chill can threaten a pet's life. Exposed skin on noses, ears, and paw pads. are at risk for frostbite and hypothermia during extreme cold snaps. For this reason, short-haired dogs often feel more comfortable wearing a sweater, even during short walks. I know our Chihuahuas, you know what? There's a cute little video out there on TikTok about a little, is it an American Greyhound? The real small Greyhound? Mm-hmm. And this dog is like, they have them in like a whole suit with earmuffs and little boots and everything for them to go outside. So.
Mickey wouldn't deal with that. He was into his own fashion. Mickey, our old Chihuahua.
I know. It's so cute, though. The dog seemed to like it, though, and went outside to play with all that stuff on him. But rock salt and other chemicals used to melt snow and ice irritate the pads of your pet's feet. So wipe all the paws with a damp towel before your pet licks them and irritates their mouth. I didn't know that. I wipe Wanda's paws when we get back just because they're wet, and I don't want it all over the floor. I don't want it to go all over the couch. I don't want it, you know, in our bed. So that's why I do it. I didn't realize, it didn't even occur to me that that salt and the other chemicals, if she licks it, could irritate her mouth, but that makes perfect sense, you know?
Definitely. Well, I know years past, Wendy, you've put together heated apartments for our animals out there, not the raccoons, but we have possums. And I remember one year with one of your houses, there was a little teeny mouse that was living in that big old.
I know. I don't care who lives in it or who utilizes the warm space, as long as somebody's warm. I don't care who it is. Yeah, so it's just a tote, a plastic tote with a little cutout house. A little door, and then inside there's styrofoam, and then in between the styrofoam and the plastic tote is like for insulation, you put like cedar chips and pack it in there really good, and then put the top on. And I have some fabric that I cut for like a doorway so that the animal could go in and out, and then these little flaps like come down and keep it, you know, the wind from going inside. Mm-hmm. And I buy like a outdoor heating pad for animals and put it in there with cedar chips on top. So, and then it's plugged in. It uses minimal electric. I mean, you wouldn't even notice it. That's how little electric it uses. But, you know, I mean, it could be the difference between life and death for an animal. Oh, there goes Wanda.
Wanda, so, Wanda agrees.
And we did have mice living in that house, so that's okay. Aww. As long as somebody uses it, that's okay.
I think Wanda.
Did we talk about antifreeze?
Oh, no, we haven't.
Yeah, okay. So remove common poison. Antifreeze, which you use a lot in the winter, right?
Right.
It's a deadly poison, but it has a sweet taste that may attract animals and children. So really be careful. Mm. So wipe up any antifreeze spills immediately and keep it in all household chemicals out of the reach.
Yeah.
Coolants and antifreeze made with propylene glycol are less toxic to pets, wildlife, and family. Dogs are at particular risk of salt poisoning in winter due to the rock salt used in many areas. Often when licking it, like we said before, often when licking it from their paws after a walk. Store de-icing salt in a safe place and wipe your dog's paws even after a short walk. And I will continue to do that. So let's see. They talk about horses too. So if you have a horse, of course you want to keep them in a barn or a three-sided run so they can escape the wind and cold. And then again, I'm going to say it again, speak out. If you see something, say something. Yeah. Don't let animals suffer in this cold weather. And hopefully the weather will turn around quickly.
Well, thank you so much, Wendy, and happy 7 years on Native Roots Radio. And enjoy your day with little Wanda, and keep her cool and keep her fun.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Haley.
Thanks, Wendy.
All right. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier now.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Biting cold and blizzard conditions in part of the West have taken their toll on local businesses there. Ryan McGarrion runs the Oven and Shaker Bar and Pizzeria in Portland, Oregon, and is just starting to recover.
To lose 6 days of income or 5 days or nearly 5 days of income, you know, during our slowest season, even in a normal year, is pretty brutal.
Tuesday's primary day in New Hampshire, and Republican Nikki Haley says neither President Biden nor former President Trump should get the votes.
Both of these men put us trillions of dollars in debt, and our children will never forgive them for it.
At a summit in Uganda, UN General Assembly President Dennis Francis decried civilian deaths in Gaza.
25,000 innocent civilian lives lost. It is woefully and unacceptably large.
Israel says it's not deliberately targeting civilians in its war against Hamas. CBS News Brief.
The Packers season comes to a close. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay led the 49ers through three quarters in the rain at Levi's Stadium, but the defense dropped two interceptions. On special teams, kicker Anders Carlson missed one from 41 yards out.
I knew the wind was right to left, and my goal was to play a little right middle, and the contact off my foot started just a little too much left, and so by the end it played out. Got to have better contact.
The 49ers held on to win 24-21. In the final minute, Jordan Love throwing a pass across his body that was intercepted.
You know, play broke down, was scrambling right, saw Christian over the middle, tried forcing one into him, thought I could make the play.
So a Green Bay Packers team that was 2-5 that managed to get into the playoffs as the seventh seed nearly beats the 49ers. Green Bay finishing the season overall with a record of 10-9. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's always tough unless you're the last team standing, and for us to lose this game certainly stings, and I'm sure it's going to sting for a long time.
From Levi's Stadium in California, I'm Mike Clemens.
An official visit from the White House to the Badger State will coincide with the anniversary of the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Wind chill advisory to begin your Sunday. We'll see those values as low as 15 below zero. Mostly sunny skies, highs near the 20-degree mark, and increasing south breeze up to 25 miles per hour. For your Sunday night, a chance of snow developing, lows of the upper teens. It's zero at our studio.
The Todd Alma Show.
Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us. As an attorney who's been in a lot of courtrooms, Trump may insist on giving part of his closing oral arguments on this case. I'm not sure if you ever saw the ABC series Boston Legal with William Shatner as Denny Crane. We're approaching Denny Crane territory here.
It's flat out crazy. It's like taking out your own appendix with a Bowie knife and you have no anesthesia. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alma Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd. Where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance.
I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ+ veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like,
you are listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.